Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws
us to Father, thank you for the blessing of your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, how to block demon activity in your life. Now, the first very important thing is in blocking demon activity is to know some of the things that they actually do to you. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 16. He said, unto the woman, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth. Amen. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth. All right? Now, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. So we see that a spirit can impart to you a desire. So you must be concerned about your desires. Amen. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 2, verse 10. Whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. Whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. And I withheld not my heart from any joy. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. So you notice here, Solomon was saying that whatever he desired, he kept not from them. So desire is the prelude to many things. So when you are spiritual and you have a desire for certain things, it worries you. If I'm preaching and you desire to have sex with me, you should be worried that such a desire has come to you. If you are spiritual, not that you've done it. Yes. I'm talking about how to block demon activity in your life. And I'm explaining that when you are spiritual, you will not play with desires. Desires is what you will be afraid of and is what you will fight, not the doing. Or you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Solomon said, whatever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart. So I did not stay away from what I desired. So you are not kept back when you just allow free range desires to just populate your desire belly. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. Verse 9. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Are you still around? Saying is if you want to read the Bible in basic English, what the eye sees is better than the wandering of desire. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Now, this shows you that desire is something that can wander around. Desire is something that can wander around. Wandering desires. I desire you. I desire you. I desire you. I desire you. So when you are spiritual, you are concerned about your desires, not about what you have done or do. I'm talking about blocking demonic activities. So you must be concerned about desires that have entered your soul. When you are spiritual, you'll be concerned about the desires. Now, if you take the desire for pornography, you see that you can have two people, both of them have phones, iPads, whatever. But one person has a desire to look at something, and the other person, it has not occurred to the person. But both of them are sexually capable, and maybe even both of them are sexually active. Let's say they are married or whatever. You can be, both of them are married. They're both married people. But to one, the desire to look at pornography is present, and the other, there's no desire. If you see it, you look at it, but there's no desire to check it. Do you understand? Because anybody who sees something wonderful will look at it and, ah, what is this? Are you still around? Now, is God a spirit? John 4:24. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So how did God deal with Eve when he wanted to put her in a perpetual punishment? Genesis 3:16 says, he imparted a desire to her. He said, receive it. Not a man, a desire for a man. That is why, you know, somebody wrote a book, I think, called I Hate You, Don't Leave Me. Shall I say the title again? I Hate You, Don't Leave Me. Huh? Yes. I don't like you. Don't leave me. Yes. Don't leave me. And another title. I need another title. Huh? I love you, but I hate you. But don't leave me. Yes. I bought it. When I saw it, I said, ah, because I've seen this condition. I love you, but I hate you, but don't leave me. Yes. Now, all of you girls, don't look in amazing wonder. Some of you have these conditions. Many girls have these conditions. Don't stop looking at them. Hey, oh, how? Oh, challenge. Oh, I mean, they must be in America or they must be somewhere. It's here in the church over here. I hate you. I love you. Don't leave me. It's a book. And it's describing a personality disorder called borderline personality disorder. It's on the border of mental illness. That's why they call it the borderline personality disorder. Because it's on the border of person. But it's not mental. It's not the other type of mental illness, which is like depression, schizophrenia, bipolar syndrome, and so on, where the person is not aware of what is going on. This one, the person is fully aware. Fully aware. But it's near to the whatever. So there's two big groups of mental illness. There's the personality disorders, and then we have the psychotic conditions. Yes. I hate you. Don't leave me. I hate you. I love you. Don't leave me. It comes from a desire, and then the logic is not, the logic is, you are not nice, but I need you. I want you. Yes. So you see, this is the impartation of a desire. Yes. The impartation of a desire. And the desire is not working with the logic. It's not working with the thoughts. Yes. I want you. I hate you. When I think about you, I hate you. But I want you. Don't leave me, you're going, but I hate you. Don't go. I hate you. Hey, Masuta. Hey, Masaba. Yes. And this is what you see when people have received the impartation of desires. Yes. So, you know, blocking anything that imparts desires to you is a very important activity. You have to watch out for things that impart desires. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. So your desire is wandering. When you see somebody walking, to whom does she belong? You see, the fact that such a song, you get what I'm saying? Such a song, it's like once you are of the female gender and you walk by, the thoughts are just to whom to and to whom for. And to whom does she belong to at this time? It be who the rider. Kemasuta Eva Albalaba. So desire is a very, you see, many of us don't know what a desire is. That's why I said that if you are spiritual, a desire will worry you. Yes, a desire will worry you. If you are spiritual, and I'm talking about desire for anything. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 5. Kamashata ke palabe. Let's read from verse 4. Oh, verse 3. Verse 2, sorry. Verse 1. You know, just for you to understand it, I could have just read verse 5, but I want you to understand it. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. While the evil days come not. Evil days. There is a day or a season called evil days. Tama, Zuma, Baya, Bobo. May they be delayed in your life. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 2. while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, the strong men shall bow themselves. That is, your bones start to bow, and then you start to bend over like that and walk a little different. And the grinders cease because they are few. The teeth are dropping out. You can no longer chew meat. They have to mash it for you to eat. Mpoto, you know what they say. They have to mix it for you. And those that look out of the windows be darkened. The whole world looks darker. So I can't see. I have to put on my glasses. Verse 5 is describing a season. And then the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of grinding is low. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bed. No, old people wake up early. They can't sleep anymore. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew. They are awake. You know, when you wake up in the morning, me, I know that when I wake up, I listen for birds. You not believe the Bible is true. I listen for birds to know the time. When I hear certain birds, I know the time. There's a bird that comes at 4:45. Pew, 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 pew. I know that it's 4:45. When I don't hear birds, I know it's not reached a certain time. He shall rise up at the voice of the bed. Shabbat, Shabbat. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Hey. And also when thou shalt be afraid of that which is high. As people are getting older, they have become afraid of death. Because they know that when they check their diary, most of the people in the address book are gone. Amen. Amen. And fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. Used to carry yam, plantains, key soap, bucket full of water. But now the grasshopper is a burden. And what else? And desire shall fail. Yes. Desire shall fail. Desire goes. So desire is a very important thing. And desire is like a machine that is working and is pulling or pushing or is sucking. See, when an old man sees a beautiful, John Wesley, when he was very old, he saw a beautiful lady. She was doing something. He said, "What of use is this? What use is this?" Desire fail. So why is it important? Because the desire pushes you or pulls you or pushes you or pulls you. Push it, force that moves you with strength. Go, come. Propose, marry, have a child, live, carry on, chase, move, have sex. It pushes, push. But when it gets to a point, it's finished. So when God wanted to punish the woman, he gave her a special desire for men. Okay. And so she pushed him. Pull, I need you. I need you. You are wearing trousers. I need you. You are trousers. You are wearing jeans. I need you. So when you are spiritual, you are concerned about desires, not the thing. Are you there? And that's what spirits can impart. Now, God is a spirit. Yes. So when you interact with the spirit can give you something. And one of the things that God, who is a spirit, gave to Eve was a desire. So when you encounter certain spirits, they can impart to you a desire. Yes. One guy was telling how he was deceived into thinking that he was being invited for some job, and not knowing that it was a plan. And they took him to a place, a room, I don't know what they did to him. And then they had sex with him. By the time he was conscious, men with a man. Now he was describing and said, what hurts him, what pains him, is that now he notices a desire for men. It disturbs him to the, uttermost, that now he has that desire for a man, and he hates it. And from childhood, when people have had these things tampered with, then you start to see that a desire has been imparted, because it is a spirit that brings that desire. Yes. The same thing for sex, normal sex. And you see that. That's why you see, you may trifle with things like virginity or even sex and who you have had sex with. And how, even who, I should say it more. And the different ramifications. It looks like nothing, but it has an effect. I was telling one brother, I said, be careful. If you do, you can't marry. You can't stay with one person. You will have, you see, put my verses 6-9. Better is the sight of the eye than the wandering of the desire. When you have got a wandering desire, it's not a good thing. You see, a brother, when you see a prostitute by the roadside, I say, ah. You have, whereas somebody sees that same person and is afraid. As soon as the person is afraid, maybe it's a murderer, maybe it's a HIV, maybe it's a killer, maybe it's a witch, maybe it's a mummy water, maybe it's a mermaid, it's an armed robber. But you, when you see that, your desire is wandering. And you have been imparted to with a wandering desire. And that's what has come from a spirit. Yes. Yes. I'm just trying to say that blocking out demonic activities comes with knowing what they do and what a spirit can do to a human. Are you there or you are leaving? Proverbs 24:1.
Are you seeing the verse? Mercy. What does it say? Neither desire to be with them. It didn't say neither be with them. Neither desire. Yes. You should be worried about your desires. Because when there is a desire, there is an engine for the thing. Yes. Why do you see a man walking and your eyes are following him with desire? Charlie, the man is fine. Or you don't understand the message? Oh, Jesus. Proverbs 21, verse 25. The desire of the slothful killeth him. What is killing him? His desire. His desire to rest. Desire. Slothful, they want to sleep. And you'll be surprised. Somebody has the same work as you. He doesn't feel like sleeping. You, dear Charlie, sleep is what you want. And the desire of the slothful killeth him. It's actually what destroys him. Not the sleep, the desire to sleep. So, you see, that is why the Bible says that in Philippians 2:13 that God is at work in you both to will or to both to desire and to do. He's not only helping you to do but to will it, like I want to. His work is on your desire for things. That's what God works on. Your desire for things. So when you are spiritual and you see people and you don't desire them, you become happy. You see things and you don't desire, you become happy. You can ask some of my friends who live in Switzerland or America or some of these places. My almost immediate comment when I arrive in America is, I don't desire to be here. It's like almost like a poem that I sing. As soon as I arrive, I see the lights. You know, there are more lights. When you travel, you see that there is a way the light can be put on. Greater light. Yes. Even the airports. And the lights you see from the sky. And the lights. There are more lights. You see that? Yes. I'm now abroad. I've gone to abroad. I've gone to overseas. But as soon as I get there, I realize I don't want to be there. I mean, when I say I don't want to be there, I don't desire to be there. It has happened many times. I wish Bishop Joel, I don't know if he's here. Are you there? Yeah. Give him a microphone. Yes. Bishop Joel. True or not true? You've picked me many times from the airport.
It's very true, Bishop.
What is true? Don't just say things. We are in church.
What is true is that soon after I pick you up, one of your first statements is, I never like to be here. I never like to stay here.
Yeah.
Always.
Amen.
Amen.
Many times he has picked me in America. And America is a very nice place. You'll be there in and out, in and out, in and out. Don't worry. Don't worry. In and out. If it's God's plan, you will stay there. But if it's not God's plan to stay there, you will visit. Receive the ability to visit. You see, usually when people speak about demons, they talk about thoughts. But I'm not talking about thoughts. I'm talking about desires. Yes. Now, 2 Timothy 2:22. Look at it and see. Let's see what is there. Aha. Correct. Flee ye also youthful lusts or desires. When you are spiritual, what concerns you are the desires that you have. You'll be rattled by desires. I said you'll be rattled by desire. When you have certain desires, it rattles you. Do you understand what I say? Rattles. It shakes you. Not the act of the sin. The desire will rattle you. Become destabilized by the fact that such a thought. You know, it's like people who want to are depressed. They have desires to die. They have desires to kill themselves because of the depression and the sorrow and the melancholia that they are experiencing. They feel like dying and they feel like ending. You see, but a person who is okay doesn't have such feelings, desires. Yes. So I'm talking to you about desires. Remember when Jesus came in Matthew? He said, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her, in her beauty, has committed. I am talking about spirituality where desires worry you and rattle you into a certain fear. Yes. Why am I desiring? Not thinking, desire. It should rattle you. And this is a spiritual person, of course, who is more spiritual than Jesus. Paul was telling Timothy, Chele, Adienu, the thing you must run away from are desires. Not, I mean, things. Desires. Because you should know where desires come from. If you want to contact the spirit world, you see that just next to the spirit world is desires coming. The spirit come. That's why spirits, they charge people with desires. That's why some of these songs, you know, when you listen to them, you feel like doing, you get into the mood of doing certain evil things. How many have ever listened to certain musics? And when you listen to the musics, You became charged. Ka satalo shabaya. So, desire is something from Genesis. It has been the oldest way. It was the first punishment for a woman and is always something spiritual from the spirit realm. And you must watch out for it. Amen. Wow. Are you still around? How many are becoming more spiritual? I believe so. Now, Proverbs. Proverbs 21:10. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. Amen. The soul. You see, when your soul is infected, it desires evil. So when your soul is well, it desires good things. So you'll be amazed that when you are sick spiritually, all your desires are warped. Desire for cars, for money, for certain countries. I have to be here. I have to be in this country. As for me, my child has to go here. My child has to go to, I have to live in this area. You know, I noticed all my life, I noticed when everybody wants this thing, I noticed that is what I don't want. It has been the desire. So everybody wants to drive this car. I don't need to drive that car. I noticed them. No. Red card. Leave it. Everybody wants to be here. I don't need to be there. Everybody needs to stay here. I have to stay here. I have to stay in this posh area. It's spiritual. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. See, what you desire evil, it shows the state of your soul. Yes. What you desire shows the state of your soul. It's the soul of a wicked person who has a desire for evil. That's why God works in us to make us desire. As you see me preaching, doing the work of God, nobody is forcing me, nobody is paying me. Do this, I'll give you money, you do this, and give you money. I'm doing it for my... God has put in me a desire, even a desire for souls. It's an impartation. Oh, yes. Somebody asks, so how do you are able to keep your interest in whatever? How are you able to... I don't even understand all those questions. When I hear those questions, I just start laughing. Yes, it's an impartation. Yes. A desire to do... You know, I preached one day in a pastor's church. He's dead now. You know, the whole church was shaking. It was in America, in Seattle. And he said to me after, T.L. Osborne was just preaching after me. He said, we were all in the office there. The whole church was shaken by the message I preached. And he said, this is your calling, is to challenge people to work for God. I had not thought about it that before. He said, yes, your calling, you challenge people. And the richest man in the church, you know, they had millionaires, but they are seniors in the millionaire
whatever. But the richest millionaire sent a message that this was the best message he had heard in the church since he came up. We just ignored. Then he sent about two or three other people, this top millionaire, and he sent another message and said that it's the best message he has heard, including his pastor's messages and all the time he has been in the church. I was preaching about hell and heaven and Lazarus. Yes. And the church was shaking. Amazing. Joel, you were there? It's what I'm saying. It is true. It is not true. You see, sometimes you think I'm making up stories.
What you're saying is so true. That night, the whole church was quiet after the message. It was a morning, yes. The whole church was quiet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The whole church was quiet. And, you know, everybody was just really thinking. It was a strong message. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's never occurs to me that I'm preaching a strong message. Sometimes my wife will be sitting in the conversation. I should smile. Yeah. It is what I feel like preaching. It's what I'm preaching. Are you still there?
Yeah.
So I don't know what spirit has imparted. You know, one day a brother came to me and sat in front of me. He said, "Bishop, I like money." I was not happy with this guy at all. I like money. Is it not dangerous? Proverbs 18, verse 1. Through desire. Through what? Desire. A man having separated himself. So you even separate yourself, you get what I'm saying? From what you should separate yourself from? Through desire. So you see that your separation and orangulization and disloyalty and separation, because it's Lucifer is the master separatist. If you read my book, One of You is a Devil, it's about separatism. Separating yourself. And through desire, a man having separated himself. So it is his desire that started the whole thing. Seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. He mixes up wisdom. And it comes about through his desire. So this is a little Christian message for you tonight to help you to be aware, not thinking. It's not logical. Desire is illogical. It has no logic. You don't think desires. Thinkings are. That's why that man's book makes sense. I hate you. I love you. Don't leave me. Or I hate you. Don't leave me. I hate you. Because when I think of what you do to me, you are bad. But don't leave me because I desire you to rule over me. You see? It's like, and it's not a mental, it's not a psychotic, when I say psychotic, psychosis, like serious mental illness with, you know, serious other implications. Like the person is talking, he's not aware of himself, he's not aware that he's even undressing. They are not aware, they don't have insight. You understand? But this one is aware. And that has come Because the desire is different from the thinking. The thinking is saying what is clear. You don't need this man. But the desire ruins the man. Uh-huh. So sometimes you counsel people and you know that they will not follow what you say. Because you speak to them logic and then they will continue by their desire. Are you there or you don't fully understand what I'm saying? Yes. That's why sometimes counseling doesn't have to take too long. Just say a few points and then stop. If it's 5 minutes, it's okay. Let your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power. Bless all people that are here in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And you sing a song and we go home. Because it is not changing anything. It is not getting far. Yes. Because the desire is staying this way. The logic is going this way. So, I hate you. I need you. Yes. Every wrong desire in you today, I expunge it. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you are going to walk away from here watching desires? Say, hey, I don't like the desire that is coming up in me. I don't like it. It's an engine. It's a suction pump. It's pulling you or it's pushing you. I don't like it. I don't like it. That's what you shouldn't like. Yeah. That's what. So, not about watching pornography. No. That you desire it. Uh-huh. That's what should worry you. Because it is still there. But it's possible that the wind of the Spirit will dry out that thing from you in the name of Jesus. It's not a masturbation. But that you desire. Because there are other boys there. But you feel you need to do it. That's a desire. And you marry and I need it to again. Hey. It's like something that is there. It's a desire. It's not a thought. Because when they do, they hate. I hate you. I need you. I hate you. I need you. I don't like you, but I want you. I hope you are. That shows you. That's where we pass logic. You know, psychiatrists cannot solve this. It's not a psychological counseling. Yes. So that's why, you know, when you become a daughter or a son, and somebody can tell you, sit down. It's very good. Because when you say sit down, what I need you, I lie, I hate you, I need you. They say sit down, so I'm sitting. Yeah, because you see that stupidity of maybe the desire has lost its power because the father's word or the pastor's word or the scripture just says this way, it delivers you even from your own desire. Because some of the desires, it's like you can't even help that it came. Yes. Yes. You can't even help that it came. It's like, where from this desire? So when God... Actually, you know how I've known when people are called, they lose an interest in secular work. It's the one number one characteristic of a person who's called. They lose interest in secular work and in earning money from the secular world. That's how they become. Yeah. They just lose it. It's nice. I don't like it. So, how can you... I know it looks nice, but I don't want this. Yeah, the desire is the number one thing I look for that I can see that the Holy Spirit has imparted to them a desire rather for God and His work. It's number one. It's number. And people want to ask, but you have all this opportunity. You have all this life before you. You have all this. I have all this, but you know something? I don't know what, but I don't like it. This is what I want. Uh-huh. And it doesn't make sense, you see. Yes, because God has imparted a desire to you. That's how you know you're changing. The spirits change. Changes come. Yes. So when God is working on you, he works through you and he works through desires. Yes. You know, you'll never pray in a certain way till you have certain desires. It's true. You never pray in a certain way. You never work in a certain way until you have certain desires. Yes. When you have certain desires to do something.
You know, God putting in you desire. I have in me a desire to fulfill my ministry, my calling, like to finish it. It makes me work. I don't want to say I want to go back. You heard that song? We sang that song. I don't want to say I want to go back. No. If I die today, God forbid. If I die today, God forbid. I shouldn't feel like I need to go back. Even today. That's how I work. I don't want it even, not that one, when I'm 70 or 90. With ease. No. I don't want to say. I want to go back. And then do some more. I want to do everything I would have done. And I could have done. It moves me. You can ask the people that work with me. There is no person on a holiday in my environment. Yes. Rather, you should pray for them not to be tired. Yes. Pray for them. How to block the devil is to block desires. Through desire. Through desire. Through desire. 18:1. Through desire. Not through thinking or wisdom. How many realize that you know what is right? And another feeling is taking you into another. Yeah. I hate you. I love you. Don't leave me. You are not good for me, but I want to come to you. You are not good for me. I want to. Remember the man, he was cutting himself with stones and crying. It's not good for me. Oh, I want to do it again. I hate you. I need you. I hate you. Stop it. But I like it. It's not good, but I want it. You are free from whatever represents a demonic power in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank God right now. Father, we give you thanks for deliverance from all forms of demonic desires. Demonic works. Matmarishon semberegas modoroninish manzalbarakastas tolibras shebeke. Put your hand on your belly. Now, begin to expunge and extract all evil and wicked desires from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Maranala simole drekepa. Celeste. Celeste. Segreblestish. Segrebala grebokaspis. Palan bleglublustas. Malan elberigoluste. Olane, 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 olane. Olane, olane. 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 Mamaradono, Mebelino, Ramande, Berino, Barando, Berino, Barando, Berino, Barando, Berino, Barando, Barandale, Laramande, Baralamanade, 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 Mamma, Barandale, Barabalanda, Barando, Boroli, Vedele, Vedele, Hare Mendele, Rubolo, Billy, 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 what has entered into you that has imparted a desire into you? Matalamesh, Marembele Mozorompe Katama Lidomo Namalande Gelebegudeste, Shkalanos, Shkalanos, Ashkalanos, Shkalanos, Shkalanos, Maraga, Sebrele, Tumole, Tamare, Loske, Spirits, Presto, Saramba, Borodides. Malombre geli dromojane geste pandolo modole. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh ramama ma 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 ma. We expunge all negative desires. Desire for death, desire for money, desire for stupidity, desire for sorrow, desire for lusts and other immoralities. We expunge them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Proverbs 11 verse 23. Proverbs 11 verse 23. This verse is your portion. The desire of the righteous is only good. 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 The desire of a righteous is only. Only for good things. Only good. Only good. Only good. Lift your hand and receive good desires. Only good desires. Only good desires. Only good desires. Mamas madolo moshama samandolo mademele meke baratala mamandaliba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We receive only good desires for our lives. Put your hand on your belly. Father, fill us with your spirit and impart to us good desires and good longings. Longings for you, longings for God. Longings. Kama jomo deza shaleba larimada dolomodaba alamadoba kazalebala oromade 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 namola zamadomola bande berele meke bandala mamane. Thank you. Thank you. My soul thirsteth after thee in a dry and thirsty land. May your soul thirst after him. May you search for him. May your flesh long for God. May you have only good desires. Desires for God. My soul tested for thee. Masalambo tomolande meshinge papianoso talalabra. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. You know, do you remember what Jesus said? Remember what Jesus said? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Lift your hand and receive this blessing. From today, you begin to thirst and to hunger for righteousness. Receive the power. Receive the grace. Receive the goodness of God. And have within you a thirst and a hunger. My soul thirsted for thee, O God, in the dry and thirsty land. My flesh longed for thee, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yet I was seen. Here I yet I was seeing now. Come on, let's sing. Yet I was seeing. Hey, yet I was
seeing. We thank you, Jesus, for the new desire. The new longing.
Yeah.
give you thanks for what you have done. Thank you for what you have given us. Thank you for the impartation of new desires, new longings, new thirstings, new interests, Lord, that draw us beyond our minds, Lord, beyond the logic of man, beyond the thoughts and imaginations of human beings. Your power gives us a longing, a desire, and we receive all those desires and longings from your spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
People, he is good, and his mercy, and his mercy.
Thanks for your great blessing tonight. I thank you for so many healings that have taken place, so many deliverances, Lord, so many impartations of desires and longings and thirstings that come from you, O Lord. Thank you that after tonight we shall say, my soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. We thank you. You are our God, and we shall seek you early. We love you, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone shouted, amen. Be blessed and sit with a new desire in your belly and in your soul. Receive that impartation. The soul of a righteous man desireth only. Good things. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Landas Matala, desire of the righteous. It's only good. How many can sense God is setting you free from an impartation, demonic impartations? Yeah. You know, anytime I see somebody with a strong desire for anything, I'm always alerted. Yeah. In fact, Paul advised Timothy, if anyone has a desire to be a bishop, notice that person. Yes. So I always ask people, but they don't know what I'm doing. I'm asking about your desires. Yes. It shows something. So when the desires are altered, then your life is altered. It's true. When you alter somebody's desires, you are set free. Now, the good news is that no matter the desire, demonic desire that is in you, you can see that God has the power to impart. You see, something Eve didn't have that desire before. She wasn't having such a desire for him. She was also created. But after that, she desired a man. So, as you seek, you see, that's one of the things. If, for instance, you are having homosexual desires, you see, you can't just move them. It has to be replaced with a desire for normal sex. Yes. You have to. Because the gap, when you cut down something, you know, when a demon goes out, it comes back when nothing else is there. So you have to fight to put something and fill it. Yes. That is why a young man has to marry young. You see, because the desire, which is general, has to be that wandering desire I spoke about. Remember the desire that wanders, 6:9, Ecclesiastes. Desire that wandereth, not good. So we have to zero in their desire into one location. Yes. You zero in the desire on one place. It's not that desire is gone, but it has been zeroed in. A wandering of the desire. Palama Satuba. So these are powerful things. You can't just. So when you see a young man, usually when the person is serious with God, you see that he wants to marry quickly. It's a sign. You know, my father-in-law was not like a spiritual giant or whatever, but he from experience. You know, when I proposed to my wife, you know, he asked a question, but like, when does the person, and not even before then, he would say that if he wants to marry you now, he's a good person. Those who say, we marry him 2022, we marry him 2021, when we finish a PhD, we finish in 5 years. The good guys, they want it now. There's a reason they want it now. They want to replace the wandering desire and make it a localized desire. Kalomo Alabala. But not you can't expand it. You can direct it. These are strong forces. Did I tell you about the old man who lost his dog? I told you in the morning. Yeah. No. I told you in the morning. So I said no. These are strong forces. People play with strong forces within themselves. Yes. If you do that, you poop on yourself. It's a strong force. If you like, try and see. Yes. Take your offering. You want to stay longer? You are delivered from it. Look, the Bible says he has anointed. Luke 4:18. He has anointed me to preach deliverance. So when I'm preaching, you are being delivered. I'm preaching deliverance. Deliverance comes by preaching. Yeah. Deliverance comes by preaching. So demons have gone out of you from the preaching. You watch people who are always listening to preaching. Oh, okay, they've changed. The demons have gone out of them. Is it not true? It's changed so much. Somebody who listens to podcasts, listens to message, soaking in again and again. They change so much. That's where the demons actually go. Yeah. You may think that is a screaming, but that is also a way. I mean, there are different doors, and there are favorite doors. Yes. You know, a house can have 6 doors, but you said there's a door that is used mostly. So when I get to talk about the doors that Satan uses to your body, to your life, you see that there are front doors or common doors. I mean, your house, is there not a common door? Often used door. So we have a number of doors, but you see that this one is the most used door. Eesh. That's actually what I was going to talk about, but time. Father, thank you for this offering. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Christian girl, all I want is a spiritual girl, all I want is an obedient girl, all I want is a humble girl, all I want is a happy girl, all I want is a cheerful girl, all I want is an exciting girl, all I want is a willing girl, all I want is a good girl. Is a Christian girl. a Christian girl. All I want is a Christian girl. Better than a proud girl. A flowing girl is better than a proud girl. A humble girl is better than a pretty face. A clean girl is better than a lot of makeup. Hard-working girl better than a lazy girl. A loving girl better than a suspicious girl. Happy girl better than a moody girl. Easy-going girl is better than a strict mama. All I want is a good, good girl. Thanks for understanding me. This has made me love you even more. I feel so happy that I'm gonna marry you. May our love be deep and strong. Oh,
believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.